Shir Yodin Ksuvos by the Rosh Hashiva in YU. Hey Tishrei, Hey Tav Shemem Zion, September 8th, 1986, on Wednesday.
We only saw Rashi Pshat and Tesis Pshat in Hakim Abundis, and that is the Chachonim Mu'amad Kiyah Gidushim Mafreya. But there are other Pshat. Now, of course, according to Rabbi Yashin Pshat, Tim and Kodesh Bikasvi, because it's not in the Isaac. What it means not has to show and not in the Isaac. It means it's not in the Isaac that is the first material. So it's what the Rambam calls the Zephyr. So the Kodim never cared to the age. What Kodim is here, which is in the Isaac that is the first material. So then the Chachamim had no care to the age or in the race. The Kumba say, so the Kumba says, Shavuot Rabbonu Melosi Dilas Musa. So again we saw that according to Rabbi Yashin, it doesn't mean he's the Kaddish of Nai, but like Tesis Pshat in Mor Basra, who also showed the Hegel, so Meir the Chachom of the Keach to be Eikah, to be Eikah the Bush. All right, but it's not an Ibeah, it's a Feshka that's Nevka. But according to Rashi, or because Kolam Kaddish of Asa Chom of Kaddish, but according to Rashi and Tesis, the Gdushin is Pokal Mafreya because he's considered as in Kaddish of Nai, Aminas Harini Be'elach al Nashi Yotzach HaChomim. So it is analogous to the case of Harini Be'elach al Minas Shi Yotzach Abo. Hoi Rotsu Abo Kodeshes, Loi Rotsu Abo Eina Kodeshes. So what difference does it make whether the Tnai is Harini Be'elach al Nashi Yotzach Abo or the Tnai is Harini Be'elach so in the male the Bila is good. Now, so Tennis says in Gitness the Kashik. You spoke from Matreya, so you hear him on Zero Mitoya. So the Reed is Teres Marash. So there will be Nita Kedin. So nothing wrong with it. And Ramitam is Hale. And Ramitam says, in such a case, where the vow deliberately is Nivato the Shliches Shaloi Bikne Ashliach in order to manipulate of course Gushim Afreya, so then the Chachomim are not Matir the Gushim. That's Ramadan. I mentioned what the Rosh Hanorov said and the Heter is not so strong, but there are other reasons as to why it's not so strong. Last week I mentioned that it's not strong because the Rishanarov's Chidesh is big Chidesh, it's not mentioned by any one of the Rishayim. That even Rabbi Tam would agree that where the parties are completely innocent, so then the Chachomim warm up Kiddush. Rabbi Tam didn't say that. Rabbi Tam says that wherever the vow does it deliberately, so then the Chachomim will not appear the Kiddush. He doesn't say only when he does it deliberately and he's not innocent. It's mashma, even if he's completely innocent, as long as he does it to the motive, to affect the Akkoshkushim in Afreya, so then the Chachonim not appear. But what are the other reasons as to why the Heter by the Rishanarov, and he didn't pass the Maisi, only the Aloche, and the Maisi wasn't there because in that particular situation, it could not have been done anyway, but for the future, he said, if other Chachomim will join him, so he said there is a basis to be Matia. By advising the husband to appoint the Shliach, and then to the Vatel, the Shliches, Bifnei Dechot. So then, even according to Rebbe, according to one Washington Tesis, so we say Makia Bezniot. But then again, other Rishayim say that in such a case where it's Bifnei Idechot, so in the eyes of the Bifo is no Bifo. So again, we have to be Tzarif many Shittes. That's why the Heter by the Rishanarov is not is stronger. Alright. Now, but the other reason why the Heter is not very sound, because there are other Shittes of Rishayim in Rabban Rishon. The Ramban mentions one lashon. The Ramban mentions one lashon, and there the Chinas Rashba also mentions that pshat, and the Ro mentions that Atkin Rabban Rishon in A. Here in Suves or in Gittin, so it does not mean that the Chachamim were Makia the Rishon affair, but the Atkin called in Kaddish by the Rabban Rishon. The Atkin Rabban Rishon in A is in the subjunctive. In other words, because the Baal knows that the Chachamim have the Keiach Matkia the Gushim, and if the Chachamim will decide to be Matkia the Gushim, then they can do that. Some of may live when the Baal gives the get on a night in Loyovei, in Loyarza, the Sech Shleish in Yei, Hareyat and Gresheth. And then he tried to come within 30 days and to defeat the get, but he was an honorable, he came sick, so he couldn't come back within 30 days. So neither I say the Kimat Nai should not be considered the Kimat Nai, but the Chachon said, account of the possibility of Agunis and of Suez and Putzes, the get should be considered a get. So how can they declare the get to be a get when the right said the get is no get? Because they could be Makir Yush. The Chachomim have the potential to be Makir Yush. And the Baal knows that. So since it's a strange job, but that's how they explain it. Since the Baal knows that the Chachomim have the potential of being of being Matkir the Gushin, so Mele, when he gave the get out night in Lyobe, you say, Shleishin Yeim. So his das was that even if he would deny his kind of anus, so the get should be held. Because he knows that the Chachomim have the Keat and Matkir the Gushin, so even if he will say, I don't want the get to be held, in case the Tnai is Niskayim Beinus, the Chachomim still have a care to be Matkir the Gushin. So because of that, so it's going to be a Baitei that the get should be Chal, even if the Tnai is Niskayim Beinus. Why is his umde to that the get should be Chal, even if it's Niskayim Beinus? Because he knows that he is helpless against the Chachomim anyway. The Chachomim could be Matkir the Gushin. So he doesn't want to start up in fighting the Chacham. So Mele agrees to that the get should be chal, even if the Tnai will be miskandeh. And the same thing they say in respect to the Gemara in Gittin, where Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Bitlei Eini Yehut, if the Baal appointed the Shliach, and then he shall be the Shliach, he was in the battle of the Shliches. So Midrash says the people is a bit. So she is not Midrash. She's not allowed to get married. But because Kolam Kaddish shall bite the Rabbon Kaddish, Afkin Rabbon Vishmei. So there too it means, since the Baal knows that the Chachomim have the potential, it's be Yechiles, it's within their Yechiles, within their capacity to be Matkia the Gdush, the Matreya. So Mele, when he is Mikadesh, so he's Dasi, so Mele, when he gives the get, and he appoints his Shliach, so his Dasi is that if he will be Nevatim the Shlichas, not in accordance with the requirements of the Chachomim. Now is the Chachomim on Misakim, he's not allowed to be Mivatei Shaloi B'tnei HaShliach, that the Beetle should not be Beetle. That the Beetle should not be Beetle. So it's considered as if he himself made a declaration that the Beetle that he's going to make should be more and more. That's, yes.
But the word bittle means that I do not want to get to be a get.
What is that?
Bittle, by definition, is I don't want to get to be given. I do not want my wife to be born.
No, bittle means there the Gemara has reference to the beetle of the Shlichus, not to the beetle of the get itself. Whether the Baal could be Nivak of the get itself, so there is a machlekes b'shem.
Okay, if I'm understanding that even if they did not want to get into it, they did not want to go into the door. In this case, Rinpoche's idea is to make a trick that his wife should not be his wife. There's a bit of a definition.
So they say that because the Baal knows that the Chachomim have the kiyach to be matkiyah division against his will, some melee. So his das was that the beetle should not be effective if the beetle is carried, the beetle ashliches is carried out in violation of the takonis chacham. They explain it the same way. This is how they explain it. It's not my fault. That's the way they explain it. I didn't mention this. It's page 22 in the second column. El Hokash, in Kiyachil Mamzil Mitoya, Vizimim di Basachesi Yom Chapelel, Vishomati, it's not a Ramban Steretz, but Vishomati Shemitao, the Hoche Kamrino, in Kiyachil Shabir Rabon Glos Duas News, in Oiz Duas and this, Hilka, Bom Avioi Gitem Asho, Kidei Shal Yavkil Rabon Dusho, Kidei Shal Yitir Bolos Duas News, the Lavra Meimre Dokru, וכן אנו קדושי כספי הוכרו רבוי הקדושי מיני וטיבוס נזוי שמוכי גומר מובט לא ידע איזה and the same thing is true in the Gemara this house then what that שמעתי שיש מיתר and then the Ror also says oh ויש אין the Ror וכי אמרינו נעקים רבון לב למימר דמפקיעו לרגמבה אלו כלי מה וכיוו ברשוסי את רבון להפינו גומר ביואי גיטה דאוי נשאביה בלוסי גלזניס ואפילו בקדושי כסף ואפוסי יקרה נינה משום לא יריף כי הקדוש יחי עושה לידי ניסויים לא נשאביה בלוסי גלזניס So sins is gushus היה דרבונו להפקונה sins the Chachomim had the potential to be mafkia some melee and then they will be mafkia so what will be the result that all the bilis will be bilis news. So he doesn't want to start up with the Chachomim. Mimele, it's gomer daitei that the get should be a get. Gomer v'yoy bitel lishav bilis news. V'afil v'yushikes. Yeah, and then the Ramban, the Chulis Rashba also mentions the Pshat. And then the Ramban says, that the kasha of Yechiri Mamzir Mitoya is no kasha. Is no kasha. Why? Because Yechibrei Yechayim Yechayinu Asura Likeinu Vrabeo. So the Ramban says, what does it mean? If it happened that the husband gave the get out night in Loyove Tech Shoshim Yeh and the men asked in the water Shoshim Yeh, he wanted to come. But he became sick and he couldn't come back. So it's a fin rabon dushme. So it's retroactively determined that the dushmo no dushin. So there's a claim that this woman can marry care. The dushin is no true. So it's not a gosha. It's not mistaba. In a soul can. And then when somebody, when a woman gets married, so then she becomes also the Chayvi Seho, and she becomes Asura of Chayvi Sok. So really does it mean that in such a case, so to be allowed to get married all the Chayvi, I mean to all the Chayvi, let's say, Achishte. So if this happens, he'll be able to marry the sister of this woman, because it's not Achishte, it's not Achishte, she never was his wife. There is just a Gila's news relationship between them. It's not Mistada. So then the Ramban says, the Epsher, the Dushin, the Koran, the Gamre, Mirazi, Ein Torn, the Surah, the Kayan, the Kraven, the Vrein. So the Ramban says that in every case of a king of which made, so in any the rice of every, the Gdushin is Pokal Matreya. And me the rice says she's allowed to get married to Ikea. Me the rice says, so he's Mita with himself and she's Mita with herself. But me the Rabbonon, so the Gdushin is Gdushin. It's a very, I mean, it's a composite. So the Tachonis Chachonim is the composite Tachonis Chachonim. On one hand, they are Makir Gdushin with the Raise, and on the other hand, so they are misaking that on a Rabbonon level, she should be considered with the Deshes, but as far as Gdushin with the Rabbonon is concerned, so this yet is effective to many Gdushin. It's a, I mean, it's a composite Tachonis. But anyway, they said, the Suda became a Kredim in the Kredim. So, anyway, so that makes the heter by the Prishan Rav even more difficult because it is contrary to that shita also. And on the other hand, the Ramban himself doesn't agree with that shita, but the Rosh seems to approve of that shita. And the Ritva also says the same thing, that the Pshat Naftina Rosh Hashmonei is not the Bitzias, but it's in the subjunctive. In view of the fact that the Chachom, the Baal knows that the Chachom had the Keach to be Mafia Gedushin, and then all the Bilas would be a Bilas Mutz, so he would be in trouble. So Mimele, he agrees to act according to the Chachom, and his intention is that no matter how the Tnai is in the sky, it should be considered she should be in the verse. But one thing has to be pointed out, and the Ramban and the Rav, they both pointed out explicitly that this new pshat nafkin rabon bishmei is only in the Gemara in Ksuves and the Gemara in Yitbach Vanakimu. But as I mentioned last week, the Gemara mentions nafkin rabon bishmei in five situations. Two situations where the Chachomim or Matkia the Gdushin years later after the Gdushin, as in the case here in Ksubetz. So in other words, he was in Kaddish Dishe 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 50 years ago. Now, 50 years later, he gave it again, and now, in Yovei, Tichlishin Yein, and then he tried to come back, and he came sick, he couldn't come back, so the Chachonim or Matkia the Gdushin 50 years later, the Gdushin that took place 50 years before, or the Gemara in Dikin, that one at Gimel, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, where he's in the back of the Shliach, Shaloi Bikni HaShliach, so then the Chachonim or Matkia the Gdushin many years after the Gdushin took place, because the Gdushin could have taken place 50 years before. So, but the Gemara mentions Afkin Ravon Gdushmei in three other cases where the Chachomim or Matkia Gdushin then there is a third situation where the Chachomim or Matkia Gdushin many years later the Matreya that's the Sugye in Gitla Kangim if a Shrivra who expected to die from the sickness. So he gave the get to his wife, and he didn't stipulate, if I do recover, if I miraculously recover from my sickness, then the get should not be hard. So, but like in the moment, we say that if Shrivnera bequeaths all his nechosim to a certain person, and he doesn't stipulate, if I do recover, it should be your boy. But there is an undeniable presumption. Why should a normal person give away all his property if he remains alive? So obviously he did it because he didn't expect to survive. But now that he did survive miraculously, so it's totally not fair because it's joyous. Because had he known that he would survive, he would not have made that bequest to a person of all his nechosim. Some mele, the matoni is bottom. So midera, I say the same thing should be true of getu. But still, Rabbi says, the chachomim are misaken that the get should be a get. In order that people shouldn't say, yesh get lahamisa. So again, The Gemara is kasha. How is it possible that the Raisa get is no get, and the Rabbanon is get, and she's allowed to get married? So the Gemara says Afkin Rabbanon Dishmei. So there too, the Chachamim applied the keiach of Afkin Rabbanon Dishmei years later after the Gemara, not at the very outset. So there, the pshat is the same. That an account of the fact, I mean, according to the law, I mean, the Ramban nation. So the pshat is in a similar way, that in as much as the Shchimra knows the Chachonim of the Keach to be Malkia the Dushin, whether he likes it or not, so mainly his das was, when he gave the get while he was a Shchimra, that the get should be how, even in the event he miraculously recovers from this. And he doesn't have. So, but there are two other cases where the Gemara mentions the halacha of Afkin Rabbanon Dishmei, when the Chachamim were Mafkir the Dishmei at the very outset, at the time of the Dishmei, the case in the Baskar Dachman Ches, where the husband forced the woman to give her consent, he threatened her, he'll put her in prison, he'll hit her, he'll kill her, and then she said, Reisani. So then, mid raise the Dushin should be chal, because Agadun se goma umakne, but two also shall be again, so the Chachonim or Matke the Dushin. And then the Gemore in Yibomez that Kushvidale, where a someone who was Mikadeish and Mikaiktano, a Seymo, Midasimo, so the Dushin was Chalmid Rabbon, and then the Ktano became Deiro. So the halacha is that the same Dushin can merge into Dushin the Raise because of Dushin Bia. So he took her to the Chupe in order to make him Suri. As preceding the Dushibir Nidraise, but then another person acted in disagree and he came and he grabbed her from under the chuppah, and he was Mekadesha with her consent. So again, the Gemara says, who also shall be again? So Meir Afkin Rabbanon Dishmei. So there, too, the Chachamim Mafkir Dishmei at the very outset. There, in the two cases, in the case of the Baskar Dachman Ches, and in the case of Yibomet Vafkut Yudalev, where the Chachamim Mafkir Dishmei at the very outset, so the Ramban, the Yishinu and the Ramban and the Ro and the Ritfo are made that there the Pshat is the Demes that they are Mafkir Dishmei. They are only chilek in respect to the Afkin Rabbanon Dishmei in the three cases where the Chachamim were Mafkia years later. But in the two cases where the Chachamim were Mafkia the Dushim at the very outset, so they admit that the Pshat is the Mafkia the Dushim and she's not the religious one. Of course, because there was no Dushim at the very outset. They are only chilek in respect to the cases where the Chachamim or Mafkia the Dushin years later, the Mafreya, there they say the Pshat is that it's not that they were Mafkia the Dushin. Because of the fact that the Baal knows that the Chachamim are able to Mafkia and determine all the Bias into Bias news, so mainly it's Goma Daitei, Al Das Chachamim, that the get should be chal, even if the tnai is niskanim. All right. Now, there is one more thing that I would like to discuss before we proceed to the next day's Kedam Ramon. That is Rashi Shita now. The Shita of the Beis has mentioned that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Not that it really, Rashi spells it out. And Tesis doesn't spell it out explicitly, but he implies that. In other words, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. The Rishonim Mishnah the Beis says, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara mentions in Maskone, when the Gemara mentions Kodun Kaddish, Daisen Rabbonim Kaddish, so that applies not only to Dushibir, but even to Dushikesh. according to Tesis, the code in Kaddish, and I think the Rabbanon Kaddish, applies only to Dushay, applies only to Dushay being. But Dushay Kesef, we don't have to resort to code in Kaddish, and I think the Rabbanon Kaddish. Because Chachamim had the Keach of Hefta doesn't have it yet. So why do we have to resort to Kodim Kaddish Ayat Rabbanon Kaddish, even if you will not be Kaddish Ayat Rabbanon? Suppose he'll say explicitly, I'm not be Kaddish Ayat Rabbanon. So still, if he's be Kaddish Bikesef, so then the Chachamim exercise the Keach of Hefta doesn't have Keach, so they declared that the noise, the Tabas, that he gave of the transgression, was her Tabas, even a minute before the vision. So merely in effect, he gave her what kind of a Tabas? Her own Tabas. So it's like a chosen on the chuppah, so he has to be Kaddish on the Tabas. So it's actually Kale, you have your engagement ring, give it to me. And then you'll be the Kaddish on the engagement ring. Without the Kale transferring the title to him, the engagement ring. So then the Kushin will be really void, because he'll be giving her her own keset. He has to give his keset to the Kala. You know what Mikdash is. So here the Chachomim or Misaki made a declaration that in the case one, the Baal gives a get on Tnai, and the Tnai is Niskan Be'ines, so then that Abaz Dushin should be hers even before he gives it to her. The Chachomim gave it to her with Matone. So mainly when he, so it's determined retroactively that when he said, so he didn't give her his tabas, he gave her her tabas. So of what significance is it? So we don't have to resort to common Kaddish like that. But these are the Dushibie, so there we have to resort to common Kaddish like Rabbanon Kaddish. So some mele, it is considered as if he said, "Harini be'aloch hamanashi yotzeh chachamim, rotzeh chachamim mitubeshes, loy rotzeh chachamim menubesh." But Rashi shit is that even in respect to Kushi Kesef, so we still have to resort to Kolbin Kaddish and Ayzeh Rabbanon Kaddish. Now the question of Ayzeh is, why does Rashi say that even in respect to Kushi Kesef, so we have to resort to Kodim Kaddish Ayat Rabbanon Kaddish, and suppose Kodim Kaddish would not be a Ayat Rabbanon Kaddish? Suppose the situation had been that the every Jew, when he's Mikaddish, he's not Mikaddish Ayat Rabbanon, the Chachamim could still be declare Hefka Bezen Hefka and give the Tabaz, the Kesef Kushi, as an atonement to the Isha. So why does Rashi say that even in connection with Dushi Kesef, it is still based upon the fact that Kodim Kaddish are Daitel Rabbanon Kaddish? As a matter of fact, if you just consider the Pashtus Haloshon of the Gemara in Sudeis, Gittin, so in Gittin Dachwana Gimel, in Gittin Dachwana Ayin Gimel, so it appears like Rashi. Because let's see the Russian. Let's analyze the Russian Gemara. So Gemara has a question. For me, give me the Rabbi said, "Will ever get umishum tsnuyes umishum chutzes shavinon ishishis lehalme ain't cold and kaddish like the Rabbanon Kaddish." That Kim Rabbanon Gishme. So the Gemara mentioned already cold and kaddish like the Rabbanon Kaddish, and then the Rabbi says to Ravashi, "Kenach kaddish mikaspe." So the question is, according to Tesis, so the washing is difficult. Why does Rabbeinu say to Ravashi, Tinach Kodesh Bikaspe? Why? Because it's Hefka Bez Nefka. So you should still ask him, why do you resort to calling Kaddish Lazi Rabbanon Kaddish? So the Tesis is how washing tends to indicate like Rashika. Now, how would Tesis explain? So the Shimon Betzes mentions the number of Vishim. They explain it. So, this is what Rabbeinu says to Ravashi. Teinach kodesh bikaspe. So then, the Chachomim had the keach of Hefka Bezen Hefka. So, mele, the Chachomim decided to declare the Tabaz Dushin, the Kesef Dushin, as Matone to the Isha. In case the event of such a contingency taking place years later, namely that he gives a get and a try, and then the try is this kind of illness. So they exercise the kiya hafet of desnerka. So then we can understand. So the question is, so why did the Gemara say Kodun Karish like the Rabbonim Karish? So then the Psham Kodun Karish like the Rabbonim Karish would be not that it is the intention of the Baal to be Mikadish of Astachon. It's Kodun Karish, he kezer. Whether he likes it or not, he has to be Mikadish Rahirah. And even if he doesn't like it, he still has to be Mikadish. At Baal Kolcha he has to be Mikadish Rahirah. Because he's helpless. Because what can he do if the Chachom decide to be Mafkir, to give away the Kesef Kedushin, the Maton to the Isha? There is nothing. He's helpless. There is nothing he can do. So according to the Havamim of Gemara, that Tenach Kodesh Bikaske, so it's based upon Hefka Bezen Hefka. So Mele, the Pshat in Kodem Kaddish, Rabbonim Kaddish, is not that he intends to be Kaddish of Asnachon. Whether he intends or he doesn't intend, whether he likes it or not, he is forced that the Kedushin should take effect according to Asnachon. He doesn't like it, he still takes effect according to Asnachon, because Chachon said so. And that the Chabad's Kedushin should be in the Tonic Kedushin. Alright, but that's not the plain Pshat in Kodim Kaddish and the Rabbonim Kaddish. So, according to Rashi, we understand it more. But, logically, the Rashi's Shita requires an explanation. So, why even according to Maskone of Gemara, that by Kedushin be, so then it's based upon the fact that he says that the Kiddush mentioned in Israel, so it's like saying Hari Bila Hamashi Yotzachachomi, so Loi Yotzachachomi in Kodeshes, but by Dushi Kezer it is because even according to the Maskone of the Gemara, it's on the basis of Hefka Bezen Hefka, and Rashi says explicitly that even that it's on the basis of Hefka Bezen Hefka, by Dushi Kezer. So Rashi says, Tein achlim in Rav Kati because we cast him in a gezei kab gushen beis and he's not on the ikon. So it's on the basis of Hefka Bezen Hefka. So why do we have to resolve to call him Kaddish and I say the Rabboni Kaddish even according to Maskon of Gemara in respect to Dushi Kezer? Many years ago, my father Rabbi Yeshebea wrote a whole kumtres in the palace. It was, I don't remember which month, but it was at the end of Tov Shin Aleph, maybe Ov, maybe El, maybe Tammuz, maybe the palace of Tishrei Tov Shin Beis. But it's in that month. Within that range, a whole kuntres. It was really Roshe that he delivered one Shabbos in the summer of Tov Shin Aleph in the shul of Rav Zalmanovich, the Kuntra, who was in Mishbiach, here in Jerusalem, Sukhon, and Radni Street, in Williamsburg. So it was Halochem, Ashkofe. So it's the whole palace is devoted to that kuntres. There were no other Dvar Torah in that time. So it was on Parsha Balei. So there he discussed the Rambam Shit in Kiddush HaChidush. The Rambam Shit in Kiddush HaChidush. I receive part of it appears in my brother's Sefer. But not the whole thing. So if you want to look it up, you can look it up in that part. So there he says one thing, which is certainly true according to the Rambam, The Besdin Hagodu, there are two alohas of Besdin Hagodu. There are certain kiches that Besdin Hagodu has as Besdin Hagodu as such. For example, if somebody is really can Besdin Hagodu, so he's evil is also. And if somebody is really can be aware of Besdin Hagodu, which is Hagodu's, and his mere halacha l'maaseh, the Dovah should think that he's maybe with the Dini Kores because of Hagar, so he's his Ogmandra. He's higher for a Niset. He's higher Niset. So that's a halacha that he hears in Besdin Hagodu because of its status as a Besdin Hagodu. And the other halachas that apply to Besdin Hagodu. Besdin Hagodu has a keach to be a keach. Dovah min ha-Torah. Bishabal Taisel Deiris, Bez Nagodu Hezekiah, to be Ekiah, living become Pasim, Isho, as the old Aracham. So that in hears, this is the power, the equivalency, that is vested in Bez Nagodu by virtue of its status as a Bez Nagodu. But then we find the Rambam, the Halacha, that what is Kibush Rabin? The Rambam says in the Chastumas, the Kalat Halacha Beis, Eretz Yisrael ha'amuro b'chol mokin, ki d'arotzi shekipshon melech Yisrael, oinobi midas reid Yisrael. V'zehu aniko kibush rabbi. So how does the Rambam define kibush rabbi in the Kalat Chastumas Halacha Beis as an Eretz that was conquered by melech Yisrael or by Novi Midas Reid Yisrael. So what is the essential prerequisite for Kibush Rabin? That it has to be done with the consent of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Halacha of Chubek Kule. It doesn't mean that a single Jew has a veto power. So that means Midas Reid Yisrael. Midas Reid Yisrael. This is the Halacha Rambam in Perkalet Melchas Trumeis Halacha Beis. In Hilches Melochim, the Rambam also says, also discusses, and he defines Kibush Rabbi. Perkei Melchas Melochim Halacha Vov. Kol ha'arotei shekevshin Yisroel b'melech al pibezd. Al pibezd? What does it mean, Bezd? Bezd doesn't mean Agrich Rabbonim, or Stavus Rabbonim, or Stavus Rabbonim. Bezd means Bezd Nabod. Bezd Nabod. So the question is, in the Talat Yochas Trumo, so the Rambam mentions as a prerequisite for Kibush Rabin, Midas Reid Yisrael. Here he mentions as a prerequisite for Kibush Rabin, Midas Bezd Nabod. What is it? What is the prerequisite? Bez Nagodu or Reb Yisrael? So my father said, obviously, in regard to Kiddush Rabin, the prerequisite, essentially, is Das Klal Yisrael. And to be clear, so Das Reb Yisrael means Das Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. But Bez Nagodu, besides the powers that are vested in Bez Nagodu, that you hear in Bez Nagodu, the Teras Bez Nagodu, by virtue of the fact that they have the Chaveshem Bez Nagodu, so there are other powers that are vested in Bez Nagodu, not because, not by virtue of the fact that they have the status of Bez Nagodu, but Bez Nagodu are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. Are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. So, there are certain things that do not inhere in Klal Yisrael. Suppose Klal Yisrael will have a referendum and will decide to be a one of the ministers, so I mean you could prevail very easily. We Kumba say, serving, serving, certain love, we wish all. It's in order to accommodate the goodness, in order to do this, in order to do that, there are so many things to be done. So that we cannot do. Even you have a gigantic assembly, I don't know which hall you'd be able to accommodate all the Jews in the world. So they couldn't do it. So this is the chaos that is vested in the Shnagot. But nothing for this oil. For this oil does not have the chaos of Achire. Of Lipisho, all the dairies. Only the problem. But there are certain things that are vested in all this oil. Kim Shrabim is something that has to do with all this oil, not with the Shnagot. The consent of the Znagodo does not make it into a Kibishravim. Kibishravim by definition means kibbutz by the whole Knesset Yisrael. So there is another halacha. The Znagodo itself, besides the prerogatives that are vested in the Znagodo as in the Znagodo, which are not vested in all this oil, so there's not good who are considered as the representatives of all this oil. And consent by there's not good who is equivalent to the consent of all this oil. So that's why it can be a Kibush Rabbi in one of two ways. Either if all this oil gives their consent for the Kibush, or if there's not good who gives his consent. And my father said that it's really two parshas in the Torah. You see, the prerogatives of Bez Nagodo. As a Bez Nagodo, not as a representative of our Israel, is mentioned in the parsha in Shefti. Jitolem Chordobo. Yipolim chodobo la mishpot bein dom li dom bein din li din u bein nega la nega divre rives bishorecho vikanto vo liso la mokim ashe yifra vishem li kechobon u voso la kieni malbim vo la sheifit ashe yiv ayom meim vidorashto vigidu cho zvara mishpot vo siso al piadobo ashe yagidu cho min amokim ahu ashe yifra adishem vishomarto la asis tuchil ashe yerucho al piatira ashe yerucho vo la mishpot ashe yim ucho taase lo isoso mnadzor ashe yagidu cho yom yusmeim. These are the prerogatives that are vested in Bez Nagodo by virtue of the fact that they are Bez Nagodo. They're not vested in Klal Yisrael. But then there's another parsha in the Torah, in Valesu. That Roshe was delivered in Parsha Valesu. I don't think that Shulam Radnes still exists.
It is this
Why should you say that? Maybe it's a school, maybe it's a Puerto Rican school.
I'll take a look.
Yes, we want it because it's schools. Now, the Midbo Yudale, Posik Tezayin, Vayemer Adishema Umeishe, Espo Yishivi Mish Mizikni Yisrael Ashir Dato, כהם זקני אום ושטרו ולוקחת איסו מלא עומד ויסייצבו שם עמו. Here the Torah says, ואני מה לשם אומר שאסרו לשיב מיש וזקני ישראל דס בז נבודו. אז יודעתו כהם זקני אום ושטרו ולוקחת איסו מלא עומד כפשוט שם עמו. All right, there is the Rasha mentioned, that's the Drash. That's also true, but the פשוט איסו מיקרו is זקני אום ושטרו means they represent כלל ישראל. Anything that is decided by Bez Nagodo is like decided by the whole Knesset Yisrael. They represent Klal Yisrael. Das Bez Nagodo is Das Klal Yisrael. That's the parsha in Malchus. So that explains why the Rambam in Chasdume is the Rav Chasdume. He says he defines Kibush Rabbi with Das Klal Yisrael. Melech, we know him Das Klal Yisrael, and in Lochem he says with Das Bez Nagodo. Because there's Nagodo, we are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. Now, apparently, Now, my father also, in that piece of Torah, the Pardes, so he also points out something else, that because the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, he says, Roisosu applies only to Beis Nagot, not to any other Beis. But the Rambam in Sifra Mitzvahs, when he mentions the love of Roisosu, and in the Hakdome, to Pirish, to the Mishnah Torah, in the Hakdome, to Mishnah Torah, he says that Roisosu applies not only to Beis Nagot, but it also applies to the Chachmei HaKabbalah. The Tanoim Namoroim, where the Chachmei HaKabbalah means up to Rabbeinu v'Ravashim. Before Simas Talmud. In other words, so, and on the contrary, to be chilek and chacham yakobole is more humble. Keep a material shall pay, v'achilek al magideo. In other words, somebody is chilek. And Chazal, so he's not Geras. So not only that he involved with Soso, but it's even more humble than being Chilik and Beis Nagot. But it involves with Soso also. It involves with Soso. The Rambam Shit is that whenever somebody violates it, Itakone of Beis Nagot, he's able to Soso. And of course, the Rambam says in Sifra Mitzvahs and in the Hakdome to the Mishnah Torah that whenever someone violates a takonim of the Chazal, even though the Chazal, most of the Chazal were after the Beis Nagot was brought from the Tamroim, certainly, and even Tamroim, and even many Tamroim, so he's able to show so. But the Rambam points out, but the takonis that the gaining of Misake after Chesimus Talmud, so do not come within Lissoso. Do not come within Lissoso. So Mele, that means, so my brother points out that not only is there an equation in respect to Lissoso between Beis Nagot and Chachmei HaKabbalah, but even in respect to the other prerogative of Beis Nagot, namely that Beis Nagot are considered Ziknion v'Shei Tchov. That their decision is considered like the decision of Klal Yisrael, they represent Klal Yisrael, that also applies to Chachmei HaKabbalah, even after the Beis Nagot was born. So whatever the Chazal decided is considered like a decision by Klal Yisrael. But Kol Beis Nishom and Achach Tzimtzum Talmud, the Rambam says, in the Hakdome to Mishnah Torah, so does not come within this also. And his takone is not coming, and his decision, I mean that the Choch Dayan Shomar, Achach Tzimtzum Talmud, is not considered like a decision by Klal Yisrael. Alright, so, Mele, I think we can explain that the Rashi Shiti is that the Halacha of Hefker Bezin Hefker. Now, first of all, there is a machlokes shem. The din of Hefker Bezin Hefker, does that apply only to Bezin Avodu or to any Bezin, even Bezin Bizmanzin? So many Bezin say that even the Bezin, not Bezin Avodu, and even subsequent to Ksimus Atalman, had the keach of Hefker Bezin Hefker. The Rambam is saying, the Rambam is that only Beis Nagot has the keach of Hefker Beis Nagot. But Beis Nishalachreinim, and the Rambam calls any Beis, not Beis Nagot, Beis Nishalachreinim, does not have the keach of Hefker Beis Nagot. Now, where is the Machlok is mentioned in connection with Gviya Famitalku? Midine Digmore, so you can be gave from Yorushim, only from Kakois, but from Mitaltu not, Mitaltu li Yasin alu Mishtab. However, the giving of Misake, that the Nisho can be given the Ksuve from the Yisemin, even from Mitaltu. Not only a Nisho, any Maove can be given from the Yisemin, from Mitaltu. So the Rosh, in Ksuve says, that's on the Gemore, the Moker of the Rosh is the ignoring Sutras that Samsvarag, that Ignora says that Anisha can be gated Iksuve from Gamle de Alvi. In other words, that in Arabia, so the camel is the basis of the economy. Even today, the camel is the basis of the economy. As a matter of fact, I was in Israel last summer, and I had to go to the Iratika, to the Arab quarter, so I saw the Arabs with camels as if they had been living 3,000 years ago. The same way, it's still the basis of the economy. In Arabia, what?
Is it oil?
That's of the rich. So, but the masses, their basis of their economy is the camel. The camel and the donkey. That's all. Not the oil. So anyway, the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Samach Kuf says that in Arabia, only in Arabia, so an Isha can be gave the Ksuvos from the Gomor. Naragi. Why? Because it's some Chadai. So the Rosh says that the reason is why Mitalkin Yasna Lemishna, it's not that there is exercise. Because you can be gave only from Kakois, not from Mitalkin. Why should there be a difference between Kakois and Mitalkin? But Kakois, Bisman Chazal, so the Smichus Das of Imaube was on Kakois. He didn't trust. In Mitalkin, he didn't trust because Mitalkin can be put away, can be hidden. So whenever a person lent money to the other, it was primarily on the basis of the Kakois security. Because Mitalkin, what kind of security is it? He can give it away, he can hide it, he can do many things. But Kakois cannot hide. So it's the Smichas Das is on Kakois. So the Smichas Das, the camel was the basis of the economy. So whenever someone lent money to another, it was on the basis of the camel. That was the main, subjectively, the camel was the main source of security. So Mele, it's like a place. So the Rosh says today, it's not like Bisman Chazal. Bisman Chazal, the Smichas Das was only in Kakois, not on Mitalkin. But today, so the Smichas Das sometimes is on Mitalkin more than in Kakois. So Mele Medinator, he can be, according to Rosh. But other Rishim don't agree with Rosh. Other Rishim don't agree. What will they do with the Gemore in Sunnis? I don't know. All right. Apparently, according to them, it was a special takonah. But so they say that Medina de Gemore, even today, where there is a Smichus Das on the Talkri, so he couldn't be gave it from a Talkri, yes. But why? How were the gaming able to be Misake that he should be gave it from the Talkri, yes, because of Hefker and Hefker? So that he should get the Rosh. That's the shite of the Mordechai, that Hefker Bezen Hefker applies in Bismarzeh. And the Mordechai mentions a tshuve of Rabbi Gershom Yeragelo, that not only Bezen today has the keach of Hefker Bezen Hefker, but even Zion Tuveir, who are the representatives of one single Jewish community, have the keach of Hefker Bezen Hefker over that particular community. But the Rambam should. Now let's see how the Rambam expresses himself in respect to the Takonis again, that Elisha should be able to gave the Ksuve, he gave the Ksuve, from Mitalta de Yas. Pirk de Zion, Mihil Chasishes, the Rambam mentions it in two places. In respect to Ksuvas Isho, he mentions Takonis Ageni, in zu sein chassisches Halloche Ches, Halloche Tes, and the Maul related to Dalet, he mentioned it in connection with Balchem. But let's see the Lashon HaRambam in respect to Ksuvas Yishmael. Kezayim al-Kasishis halokha zayim. Tikno hagenim b'chol ha-yishibes shetiyo yisho gebe ksuboso achrei mizbailo afin amtalton. Ki derech shizkinu yivalchei rigveis amtalton. Uposhto takonem zugeri b'chol. So the Rambam can see it, that this takone was nispashto b'rei b'chol. Still, the chen shot no yksube, kulon yksube, the yeshno min taltuin to the kav. So not only in respect to yksube should be able to begin from taltuin, hakonis again applies to all the kno yksube, that should be able to be gave in taltuin kav. Chutz yksubas min dichrin, shal yinotzonu minam yirushoson, poshe b'chayshis. Lipichoch, אני אימי המעמיד עם איסור על בינת מורה שיש עם סבסים על נקב אוי ונלוח חסק זה סבל ואונו הגו בכל המקימי שיודענו לי ששמענו שימון שיכתבו ביקסובה בין מקקוי ובין מקלב בידוב הזה תיקים גודו הוא ואנושים דילים ונבינים מניעי בידוב הזה שהרי זה תנאי שבינומי ונמצא ההומונו גיבים נמטלתם ותנאי זה לא יביא את הכל הסכם. So he says that there is a minhag over and above it. Honest again, there is a universal practice in the Kingus, Shiotanu Vishishamanu, that when a Baal writes a ksube, he should spell out in the ksube that he is inscribed himself, that the Isha should be able to begin the Bein Kapoes, Bein Talfit. So Mele should be able to be given them calculating not exclusively on the basis of the Kaponis again, but on the basis of his own Tnai, because Kol Tnai should be Momen is Kaya. The Dovo Zetik in Godel, and he approves of that practice. The Anoshin Velim in Velim, he needed over there. Shall he say Tnai should be Momen? So in other words, if it is spelled out in the ksube that the husband agrees that the isha should be authorized to collect the ksube from the same from the taltling, so then you don't have to resort to takonas again. So without recourse to takonas again, she'll be able to collect on the basis of the stipulation. Because even now, suppose in Malve writes in the Shtar, I mean the Lever writes in the Shtar, that he authorizes the Malve to collect from the Talton, so then he collects from the Talton, because Kolt Maishem in Monein is Noikai. Then, Aloch Tes, Rambam says something else. Harei Shol Yikosach Kach, Bishtarak Subel, Nosestal. Suppose he didn't mention that he authorizes the Isha to collect from the Talpoli. But he won't exuve, regular exuve. But if we know evidence is introduced, we chose that the husband knew of the practice and knew of the practice of Dayoni to be given from the Talpoli, and still he didn't mention anything to the contrary, so there is a presumption that he executed the ksube in accordance with the general practice of that prevails in Jewish communities, because he knows there is such a practice, and he didn't mention anything to the contrary, so we presume that he meant to be shabby the mitalta. So it's considered as if he had spelled it out, as he has spelled it. Moyuli dea b'tekonezu shol genin geinen. Bin rab, but suppose the husband didn't even know there is such a practice. Oyshe mistakik lono hadobo, misyashkin bidobo harbe, sheinkeach b'tekonez hagenin lodin bo, אף על פי שלא מספר שו קידים פלויק סובה שהם תקום הססנדר הגדילו עד שניצי במון מניות. So the Rambam says, but suppose the husband didn't know, so then we cannot say there is a presumption that his intention was to be mishabe himself. So then we could only correct on the basis of the Takonos Agenim. So then he says that we shouldn't do it, because Achreim don't have the keach to be mafkir amone. They are not Xanadangir. So what is the Rambam Shite? That the keach of Hetka Bezen Hetka is more so only to Xanadangir. It's not more so to any other person. It's not more so to any other person. Now, you would say, but since the Rambam himself says that Zahra Zadim was pushed up the Rebbe soil, so let it be effective on the basis of Takonas Atzibo. So the Rambam Shite, the Rambam goes one step farther, and he holds that not only Bezdin Adat and Bezdin Adodot does not have the Keach of Hebe Zadkeh, but even the Tzibo does not have the Keach. He doesn't agree with the Shite of Hebe Yashin Adelo, the design to the ear, have the Keach of Hebe Zadkeh. Now, this is one Rambam. In the design of Yul Chasishus. Now, the Rambam says the same thing in the Gedalet, Yul Chasmau of the Lame. The Gedalet, Yul Chasmau of the Lame, Allah Yudal. ועתיקנו גנים האחרים כולם שיהיה בלחי גבל מתהלך ומנה יורשים וכן דונים ישראל בכל בזן שבירון אבל במיירב היו קייסטים בשטורכי ויש שיש לגביס בין הקרקע מן המתהלתורים בין בחיות בין החמייסי ונמצא גבל תנאי זה יסר נתקון. Again, the same thing. He says, ושיו גודל עושו בדורות שמה לא ידע הלב לדחון את זה ונמצא מומים יסיימים יצא שלוי כדין שאם קייר בדחון את האחרינים לחי ולמסס. Here is he more emphatic in this, because here is very firm. He says no, in Keach there he implies he doesn't agree with that, but he doesn't reject it outright. Here he rejects that שאם קייח ביטחון הסחרינים לחי בויסים. זה שיש זה. לא. So what is שיש הרמבה? That the קייח of הרכבל זה מהרכייה is tested only in בזמן הבא. But not in the בזמן בזמן הזה. But there is another רמבה that on the surface appears to contradict this. Yes.
Is it based on Haggadah or based on Shasmuk?
What?
Is it based on Haggadah or based on
Shasmuk? Is it based on what?
Is it based on Haggadah?
Based on Haggadah. Sanhedrin Gdelo, the Rambam says, Sanhedrin Gdelo, implying that even Sanhedrin Ktano don't have the care. Only Sanhedrin Gdelo. The Rambam in the Chob Dalet Mehilcha Sanhedrin Haloche Vov says as follows: Bichein Yesh Lidayen Tomid. What does Tomid mean? What does Tomid mean? Tomid means always. What always? Even Bizman Hazeh. And he doesn't say Bezd. He says Dayan. Dayan means Dayan. Bichein Yesh Lidayen Tomid Lehapki Amomen She Yesh Lidayen ומעבד בנסים כמה שירה לגדי הפרציס הדוס ולחליק הבדק אוי לקניס אלום זה והריינה בעזרה בכל השלויות ולשליש את היומים כי עצס הסורם והסקנים יחש כל רכושי מכאן שהפקה בזנק מכאן שהפקה בזנק and he says וכן יש לדיין תומי who's it now? Even now in Tovshin Memo. So, Tomo, Laat Menzai, Laat Menzai, Tomo, we have to your money, she is like violent, Und habe ich mir nicht gesehen, dass die Masche hier liegt, der Pirsa was. So, diesen, der Rambam kann zu dich in dem Saal, in Pirsa sein, nur was ich es, and especially in Pirsa zu dauern, was mal der Regel, schein keach, wie da kann es auch rein, in was dir. Hier ist es, jenst du dein Tommy Blatt, lahat hier, nämlich jesu dein. Apparently, there are two types of a Tommy Blatt. Let's see the glory in it. According to the Rambam, he probably knows the same, so you can make it possible and it will be just as good when you make it at the end of Tov Shin Zal, because in Shmitin Shametes are the same. However, the Rosh in Gittin, he has his own Shin. He says that there are two Alochas in Shmitin. First of all, there is Aloch in Shmite, that Shmite is Nishamit. In other words, the Safkate de Malke, Shmite cancels the debt. So in other words, if Ruven borrowed money from Shemen, and the Shnasa Shmite passed by, so then the debt is cancelled, he doesn't owe me anymore. Then there is Aloch, that the Gemara mentions in Yidden, that if the Shmita pays by and then the Levi voluntarily is making an offer to pay the debt, so the Malve is not allowed to accept it. He's not really I am Shamit. But if after the Levi hears that the Malve says, I am Shamit, I don't want to get paid, so he perseveres, so he doesn't have to, so then he's able to accept it. But at the very outset, he has to tell him, I'm in Shantis, but don't pay me, you don't have to pay. So that means the Rosh says there are two halachas in Shemite. One halacha in Shemite is that Shemite is in Shemite. The debt is canceled. But there is another halacha. That you are not alive. There is an issue of obligation. So in other words, if Shmita has passed by, so the Malbe is not allowed to pressure. He's even allowed the Raisi to pressure the Levi to pay, even though he doesn't collect it from him by force. But in exit, listen, he says, why don't you pay up again? He's even allowed the Raisi of obligation. So, and so so that means that if the Shmita passed by, if the whole year of Shnasa Shmita passed by, then he is mechuyev to waive it. And even if the Levi voluntarily offers to pay, he is mechuyev to tell him, don't pay us. I'm waiving it. So that's another halacha. And not only is he mechuyev to tell him that he's waiving the debt, but he's not allowed to demand it. Certainly he's not allowed to collect it. Of course he can collect it. It will be gezel if he collects it. Balkoche, because it's a kad in the malki. But there is an issa. So there are two aspects in Shmita. One is the kad in the malki aspect, that the Torah cancels the debt. He doesn't owe it. But, doesn't owe it, but, so he should be entitled to accept the gift? No. So there's another halacha. He has to tell him, don't have to pay me. I don't want. I am shaman. I'm waiting. But when if the Levi insists, after the Malve tells him I'm waiting, that he says, so then he can agree to accept that. But at the very outset, in the first instance, he's not allowed even to be recovered. When it's given voluntarily by the by the way, so the Rosh says that the Aloche of Shmita Mishametes Arov Yisrael only relates to the second aspect of Shmita, namely that he is mechuyev to Mishametim and to waive the debt. So when does he become obligated to waive the debt? Only when he only when the Shnas HaShmita has expired. But until the Shnas HaShmita has expired, he's not forbidden, he's not also to accept it. But insofar as the Afkatah D'Malkeh aspect is concerned, so the first moment of the Shnas HaShmita, so the debt is canceled. So mainly the whole purpose of executing the Putzbah before Rosh Hashanah of this year was in order that the person should be able to collect a debt or to demand a debt. So that, according to the Rosh Hite, if he would not make a Putzbah, then he wouldn't be able to collect it. But if the Rebbe will be willing to pay it, then he doesn't reason, then he is, it's all right for him to accept it. Even though he did not make it. Anyway, I'm getting off the head. That's the Shite. That's the Shite of Rosh. That's the purpose of making a postal, of making the postal before the Shoma of Tov Shiva Zion. And suppose somebody not make it possible before the Shana of Tafshin in Zion, then he is not allowed to collect the debt. I didn't make it possible before the Shana of Tafshin in Zion. So melee, I won't be able to collect Malkoch any debts. I'm not going to do it anyway. So what's the purpose of executing the possible? But if somebody will voluntarily pay me the debts, so I'll be allowed to accept it. So then I didn't have to, there was no real purpose in executing the Puzzle, but that was the purpose, in other words, of editing the Puzzle before Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Yud Zayin. If somebody is interested in collecting debts, and there are many Jews who are interested in collecting debts, even Bal Kocha, so then it is incumbent upon him to execute the Puzzle before Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Yud Zayin. And they didn't sell their own for
Pascal like the Rush. You Pascal like the Rush or like the Rambo?
What do you mean? We. Who is we? It all depends on the rest. Alright. Anyway, I got off on the tangent. So, here, Gemara mentions the Takana of Postbook. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Umi kemidet mil reise lo yisham teshvis, Ud kin rabon mit yishamei, How was Hillel able to be misaken a posbu, after all mil reise so shvis in yishametis? So that means that the Malve is not allowed to collect. And then Hillel misaken against the Torah. If you make a declaration, if you execute a posbu, then you can collect. How can Hillel be a kayer? He double not here. Omar Abaye, Shev the Altai Seu. No, I started the wrong place. Umik, the first cash of Gemara is in the form of Vodom Dalet. Umik, can meet the Midrais and Mishamte Shvis. The His can meet the Lord Mishamte. He's a kadom not here. Midrais. So he cannot collect the debt after Shmita. So he cannot collect the debt after Shmita. And if he does, he's a Gazlan. If he collects Balkor. So he's a Gazlan. And he was misakin. As long as he executed his declaration of Purgo, you can collect Balkor. So how was you able to be a government? Omar Abaye Bishvid is Manazeh. The Rebbe, in other words, the whole Takonel of Hillel was in respect to a new Rebbe's Manazeh, and and like in accordance with Rebbe, because Rebbe Shiti is that Shmita is only made when Yevu is made. And since Bismazeli there is no Yevu is made, some Mele, so Yevu is not made. Why isn't Yevu made Bismazeli? Because it's not made Shkelo. Some Mele Shmita is not made either. Not only Shmita's Kakoyis is not made in the Reis of Bismazeli, but even Shmita's Ksofim is not made according to Rebbe in the Reis. But the Chachomim only saken that Shmita's Ksofim is made. So that means that on the Reis level, without a pose, we can collect it. And the Chachomim only saken that Bismazeli, so without a pose, we So Shmita is Mishama. So then you will be saying that if he makes it possible, some Mele can collect the debt. And there is no kashe, he is a Kadolam Nateo, on the contrary, because on a Dreisa level, so even without it possible, he can collect the debt. And the Chachamim of Misaki shouldn't be allowed to collect the debt. So now the Gemara is asking the second question. Umi kemiren in the Reise in Misham Teshviz ut kin Rabon in the Shamei. How could the Chachomim be Misakim in the Bizman Hazeh when in the Reise Shmit is not Misham? So he has to pay a chay. And if he doesn't, he's a Gazlan. Somebody borrows money, doesn't pay. He's also a Gazlan. He's either with Sashi, Kim, with Sigzel. But is so neither I say since Schmidt is not made and in the labor doesn't pay after the expiration of the Shnas Hashmite, so he's a Gazlan, he's either with Sasha and Kesriacho. And then so Chachamim Misake, no, you can't collect the debt. He doesn't have to pay. So he's either how can the Chachamim be here and don't matter? So Abaye says yeah, Sheval Taitzel. Because in respect to Bizman Hazeh, so the Takone by Hillel was that while Midiraitse, Zaynat Takone by Hillel, Takone's Chachom himself, Takone's Chachom was that while Midiraitse, he has to pay the debt. But Midirabonon, Shmita should be Nishamay, he shouldn't pay the debt. So he's able to Sashi Kesriacho. But he's able to Sashi Kesriacho in a passive manner. In other words, he doesn't do anything. So Bishab Al Pai said the Chachomim and Bikiach to be Eker, just the Chachomim and Bikiach to be Eker, the Mitzvah of Sheikah, or Zulet, when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, or Sukkot, the first day Sukkot, is on Shabbos. Or Odo Amar, Hefker, Bezdin, Hoyo Hefker. So many of the Shemim say that Chodesh Teretz is a Teretz not only on the second Kasha of Gemara, but even on the first Kasha of Gemara. So we don't even have to say that the Takone of Hillel applied only to Zman Hazeh. The Takone of Hillel applies even to Zman Abayis. But then your question is, if Midiraisa the debt is cancelled, so the Malbe collects it while Kolchei, so is the Gazlan become Basay. How could the Chachomim, how could Hillel be Misakei that he can collect? The answer is Hefkebez Mehefkeh, so there is no Akira. Oh. So then, the Omar of Yitzchok Nain Shefka Bezno Yefka Shemela Bechalashu Yom Yishli Yishya Yom Yavskat Sassorim Vaskin Yecham Kol Rechushei Vu Yivod Yom Yikala Gelo. So Rabbi Yitzchok says that the Aloch of Yefka Bezno Yefka we learn out from the Posik in Ezra Bechalashu Yom Yishli Yishya Yom Yavskat Sassorim Vaskin Yecham Kol Rechushei Vu Yivod Yom Yikala Gelo. Lezer Omar Noch Eila Nachles אשר נוחלו אלו זרקים וישוע בני וראשי אובייס וכימן יהיה ראש שמצו אובייס ולאם הלוך מה אובייס מנחיל מזמנים כל מה שירצו אף ראשי מנחיל מהום כל מה שירצו So one man Doma says that הלוך הפף כבז נהפקר is deduced from the פוסק נזר וכל אשר יום ושיש סיון כסעשור ועסקים ויחם כל רכוש ולבוד ולהגיר Another man Doma says that הלוך הפף כבז נהפקר is deduced from the פוסק מישוע אילו הנחו יש אשר נוחלו אלוז רכים וישוע בנים לראש האופיס וכנימניין ראש המצל אופיס ולאם הלוך מה אופיס מרחיל נזמים כל מה שירצו אף ראשי מרחיל נאום כל מה שירצו I think that there is no machlekes between the Rabbitzvah and the rest. It's two separate halachas. The posik in Ezra deals with the hefker based and hefker ideas class as a sanction against an aloha, against the Roshe, against someone who is disobedient. The cholash al yovin, the shleishes hayomim, the kazas hasorim, the askilim, yecham kol chushay, his property should be confiscated, vuhu vodeo mikalagayot, in other words, he should be excommunicated. So it's b'teras knas, as a sanction against the nalon, against the roshay, against someone who acts in a very impudent way. So there's Nezikeach to impose a penalty, to confiscate his property. That halacha is not limited to Bez Nezikeach. Anyways, so you see that the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Chavdaled Milchas Sanhedrin Halacha Vav says V'chein yesh li dayan tomid l'havki omomin sh'yesh li bayin u'ma'avi v'neisim kifim ha'shir yire likte apirces hados u'l'chazik ha'berek u'l'ikne salom ze v'arei u'im ha'bezre v'chol ha'shal v'yobe v'shlishes ha'yomim k'atzis ha'solem v'askeni yecham pol v'chushim. Here he says, Chengish will die in Tomit, not after Bezna, but in Tomit, and not after Bezna, dying. Bezna is Bezna, dying might be a single person.
Sanctions.
So this is implicit in the passage, Yecholash al Yogur Shush, Hayom, Katsa, Solem, Baskin, Yecham, Kol, Kushin, Yehudi, Godom, Kalaniyon. And that power is really invested in the tzibur, not only in the tzibur of Kvalmish, but in any local tzibur. So the Rambam will agree that the Zayin Tuvi here have the keach to impose sanctions, to confiscate an alum's property in order to deter and to protect the people against the Shoyim, against the Alim, and the Lidanils, and so on. So that is more so to the tzibur. And the dayek, he represents the local tzibur. If somebody is a dayek in the city, I mean, of course, it only means if he's the dayek, if he's accepted by the tzibur, not if he appoints himself as a dayek, then he doesn't represent the local tzibur. So then, he has the keach of the tzibur. There's a lot of zayin to be here. They represent the Anshoyia on a local level. So they represent the Anshoyia, the Zaintilia. That applies into to Bezin today, not after Bezin, yes.
What would then
be
the power of
Bezin if it's only as a
town?
What?
Let's say the two people arguing
lions, so Shnayim was in the palace, so there's a lot. Sometimes it's Yachleko, sometimes it's called Al-Mimba, sometimes it's Yimnach. So that's not a question of sanctions. Now, Rabbi Lezer mentions another person. Eile ha-nachle is ha-shanoch ha-lu ha-lozor ha-keh b'yishu ha-binyum g'roshi ha-obis g'chimayin yem roshi mitzrobis l'im ha-loch ma-obis manchil nezine b'kom ha-shin yatsu ha-roshi manchil mo b'kom ha-shin yatsu. That is not limited to sanctions. The posik in Yishu deals with sanctions. Now, takonis chachomim need all kinds of takonis. The Habal, according to Rabbanon of Rosh Hashanah, so you get I say, Baal is not here as his Ishtay. So who Yarshins as Ishtay? Her next of kin Yarshins. And the Chachomimom Misakeh, the Rabbonim and the Sakhirim, the Gebals here. Since in the Raisa, let's say, she has a son. So the son Yashin is, so how could the Chachomim be Sakhirim that the husband Yashin is? The answer is Hekhev is not Yashin. Is it Lichnis Halo? Or is it Lichnis Halo? He didn't do anything. I mean, the son of the woman who died didn't do anything wrong. He's completely innocent. But that's a chaos by blessing to be matrimony, like dealing with the demon, the malachus, as a chaos. So Hefkab is not chaos. That chaos of being matrimony, not as essential, it is our just to divest money from somebody and invest a title in somebody. That is most of the business. Auto has not. That is the posse. Bechol Asher Yodim Shlish Tzayonim Katnachaz No. That's the posse. Kil Anachu Is Asher Nochlo Eloz Rakein Yishu Adonim Bechosh Yodim Bechimayim Yechosh Yitzvobis Lino Lach Ma'odis Marfim Eiz Nei Kom Asher Yotsu Afroshim Marfim Eiz Om Kom Asher Yotsu. So I think Shad Yod Rashi Question is, now coming back to Rashi, Rashi says that even according to Maskomer Timore, so we have to resort to our past Chomim, Chomim Kaddish, like Avonim Kaddish, even vis-a-vis Dush Kesset. So the question is, but by Dush Kesset, Rashi himself says, it's based upon Hekebez and Hekea, so why do we have to resort to Chomim Kaddish, like Avonim Kaddish? Because Rashi is relying, like my brother said, that there's an Agodim, has the keach of all this world. Has the keach of all this world. And in addition to the inherent prerogatives that are vested in Bez Nagodu, as in Bez Nagodu. So Bez Nagodu has all the prerogatives and the privilege and the authorities of all this world. Because Bez Nagodu represents all this world. And there applies to Chachmei Kabbalah also, to the Chachomim. The Chachomim, they also represent Klal Yisrael. So Meile Rashi Shifuiz, that Hefker Bezen Hefker is Mosul to Klal Yisrael. Not that here we are not talking about Hefker Bezen Hefker as essential. Here we are not talking of the Hefker Bezen Hefker as essential. What kind of essential is it? Nicholas Allah, he didn't do anything wrong. So it's not as essential. But it's a keach to the matia moment. So that is mosul to Klal Yisrael, not to a local tzibur in one small town, but to Klal Yisrael. To Klal Yisrael. So Bez Nagodu or Chachme or Chazal, Chachme HaKabole, they are zikri on the sheikhov. They represent, they have the authorities. They represent Klal Yisrael. So Meile Rashi explains, why do the Chachomim have the keach of Klal Yisrael, showing respect to his sosok. So the Rambam says, it's Ibrahim Mitzvah, and I'm going to preach Mishneh, that when the Torah says, it's so from God, what I hear from Mishneh, the Torah has reference to Bez Nagodu, and to Chachma Kabo. No kashis. But why should the Chazal, the Chachma Yisrael, be considered as Zikri on the Sheitrov, that their das should be considered as the das of all Israel? The answer is, because whenever and every Jew is Mikadish, so they Israel when they are Mikadish, they are Mikadish of Das Rabbonot. So since they Israel are Mikadish of Das Rabbonot, and they have faith and trust in the Chachmi Israel, so we know that the Chachmi Israel are considered as Zikri on the Shetron. So even if you have one Chutzpenik who will say he doesn't care for the Chachamim, he doesn't care a bit for the Chachamim, but since Reb Yisrael are Mekadim Shaldas Chachamim, so Mele the Chachamim are considered as the Das of the Chachamim, is considered as the Das of Klal Yisrael. And even if a particular Mekadish would say, I don't care for the Das Chachamim, so it will be what would I pay to Reb Yolam. So, but if the Mitzvahs have been different, that throughout the ages, the Beit Yisrael wouldn't be mikavish al das rachamim. So then we wouldn't say that the das of the rachamim is the das of all Israel. Das of all Israel. So mele there wouldn't be a din of hefker bezin hefker either. And the reason is why we say that Chazal bezin hagodol or the chachmei hakabbalah have the keyach of bezin hefker. Even when it's not by way of sanctions, is because the Chazal, the Chachomim, are the representatives of all Israel. Why are they the representatives of all Israel? Why? Because Rei Yisrael, when they are Mikadesh, so are Mikadesh Adas Chachomim. So since they make the Dushit, Rei Yisrael Adas Chachomim, so mainly the Chachomim are considered as their representatives. And their decision is like the decisions of all of Israel. And if it's a decision of all of Israel to be Matir Momen, some melee is Momen in his pocket. That's what we have to say. All right. Now. Yes?
As long as I would say there's a false president, two people that are voting.
Yeah.
The president rules against one person. Yeah. Wasn't one of our about it. So here is the.
So then they're a Kabotin and everything.
Now, there is a show that says it doesn't go to the fact that you accept.
That's right.
Why other members of the community?
That's right.
What based on the level of Israel? We find that a community gives the co-op.
We are not learning Sanhedrin now, but there are laws of this. So